For most of us, the closest we get to horses is perhaps watching them on a racetrack, seeing them in farm fields, sometimes from a passing car going by on the highway. But for a Toronto photographer, they've become her life's passion. Kim Spencer travels the world taking portraits of horses, most of them wild. Her latest show is called An Equine Photographic Journey. It's on at the Contact Photography Festival, has its opening reception tonight. Kim, how did your love of horses come about?
I think I just sort of hit the ground loving horses. Drove my parents crazy growing up in downtown Toronto and wanted to go and see horses.
Hmm. And so as you grew up and became a photographer, that was a natural subject for you?
Yeah, I ended up, when I was younger, I rode and it progressed. And then I started taking pictures probably 5 or 6 years ago and then went professional a couple of years ago.
Have you learned anything about horses, seeing them through your lens, that you didn't already know or love about them? You know, as you say, you had this early love for horses, but how has photographing them changed that?
I think you learn a lot about their dynamics, their herd. They have a very family-oriented sort of structure. So I've learned a lot more about their dynamics, how they work together.
Tell me about what makes up a horse family.
They, in the wild, see, in captivity, they're in stalls or they go out and pasture together. But in the wild, they will have one main stallion with a number of mares. And the stallion actually takes as much part in bringing up the babies as the mother does. And it's very interesting to watch their dynamics and how they all protect each other and play together. And it's neat.
When you talk about horses being in the wild, are these horses that have been released from captivity and then procreate in the wild? Or tell me about those populations.
No, some definitely are that. But in this case, like, let's say Nevada, these are wild horses that have been there for years, I think since the 1800s. So they are just wild.
Tell me about, because I know that that's one of your favorite places to shoot, near Elko, Nevada. Describe that area.
Well, it's the high desert, so it's a high desert with mountains surrounding. It's absolutely beautiful. The colors, the sage, it's, you know, the ground covers sage, so
what's
it smells
the color
amazing.
Palette, you know, as,
oh,
in your photographs?
Pinks, greens. It's just, I think that's why I like it so much, because it just has a full range of colors. But the neat part about Elko and Nevada is that those horses are truly wild and they don't see people. So we joke amongst our photographer friends that if you get pictures in Nevada, get good pictures, you've earned them. Because when they see you, they run.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you get the pictures if they're not familiar with people?
Yeah.
You have a super telephoto lens?
I have a 600-millimeter lens, and there's, you know, different ways to get around it. But, yeah, it's it can be tough.
It must be scary, too. I mean, a wild animal, any kind of wild animal, a wild horse like you describe, getting near people?
To be very careful. You have to keep your distance. You don't want to get too close. If you threaten their family, they could easily, you know, charge you or do whatever. We find that they're animals that are, they see you sort of as a predator. So they're more of a prey animal where they would run as opposed to attack you. Like, you'd have to put them in a situation where they felt, you know, scared enough to sort of attack. But for the most part, they'll just move away from you. And that's the key. So when you go to take pictures, they run.
Mm-hmm.
They move away from you quickly.
Do you do what a lot of wildlife photographers do, you know, set up the blind where you're hidden behind branches and you just sit there for a long time until
I haven't
you get
done
a good
that.
Shot? Or how
I
do
haven't
you,
done that.
How
I,
do
I,
you do it?
Sometimes I'll just sit in the sagebrush and wait for them to come. The problem is the minute you move, they will see you. So you almost have to sit there for long enough so that they understand that you're there and that you're not moving, so you're not coming after them, and let them sort of approach you in a certain distance that you can actually get a decent picture. And this is a funny story. There was one stallion that was a lone bachelor. If there's too many boys in a herd, what they'll do is the family kicks the boys out, so they have to go find their own family. So quite often you'll find the lone stallions wandering the desert by themselves. So we had one following us for miles and miles and miles 1 year. And I came back the next year, and this stallion had now a 30-pack family.
Wow.
So it was huge.
And you could tell it was the same horse.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, it had pictures and there was distinguishing markings.
Right, of course, you documented it closely.
And, but so the whole herd saw me and started to run. He actually recognized me, herded them all back up, and brought them back to the watering hole where I could take a ton of pictures. So that was like one of those life-changing moments. That was really cool.
Wow! But, and you sensed that he was comfortable with you.
He ran and then he ran back and he stared at me and stared. I have all the pictures sort of documenting the progress. But yeah, he stared at me and he was like, "Wait a second, we know her. She didn't hurt us last time. I think we can go and safely get water without, you know, being run off."
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
How do you make so many different photographs of the same species, same animal? How do you find... Are they all different, or do you have to work to make them different?
I have to work to make them different. Like, you know, it's... you can get the movement shots where they're running and they're doing things. They're great. Still shots, I find, is better for capturing emotion. So depending on, you know, what you're shooting, whether it's the babies or the mothers or interactions or I try to make them different because it could be boring if they, you know. Mm.
Well, people can see for themselves at your show during its run at Contact. Thank you so much for being here to tell us about it.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
Kim Spencer, as a Toronto photographer, specializes in horses. Her show, An Equine Photographic Journey, is on now at Studio 888. The opening reception is tonight at 6 o'clock.